This week, there's yet more disgrace for politicians and our politics, with stories of MPs accepting freebie trips to luxurious parts of the world in return for speaking up for the governments of those countries in Parliament, and the ridiculous stories of the likes of Stephen Byers really prostituting themselves as MPs for hire, talking of himself as really like being a cab for hire. All this is absolutely disgraceful, and does once again cloud the fact that most MPs go into politics because they want to do good for other people and for their country, and we really work hard for our constituents and our country. I mean, just again today, a Tuesday, I was at my desk in Portcullis House working for my constituents at 8 o'clock this morning. Later in the day, I was in the government department doing some work as a minister, and later still, back in my office doing work for my constituents and attending a meeting with a railway minister and Network Rail about some vital issues about rail services in and around the Stafford area, and eventually finishing at 10 o'clock at night. So there is a 14-hour day, and that's typical of every day by me and for most MPs in Parliament too. So I just want to try to redress the balance by stressing that most MPs want to work for their constituents and for their country and do good, not bad things. And it's really so sad for the country and so anger-making for those of us who work hard to see the MPs who disgrace themselves and our political system. And no doubt voters are looking forward to the day quite soon now where they can throw out the people that they consider have misbehaved, and quite right too. And I personally am standing for re-election, hope that I win, and want to be in the next Parliament, and I want to contribute to the changes we will have to make to the rules about politicians and their behaviour and the way our Parliament works, and add to the Freedom of Information Act transparency that led to a lot of this disgraceful behaviour becoming public, to make sure that the public feel that they know what's going on in politics, they know how their politicians are behaving. And to me, the other side of the equation is that, and we the politicians, make the process of the Parliament more accessible for more people to have their say. And to me, that's a very important part of the reform of Parliament, to reach more people and draw them into the political system of our country, not to capture them, but to make sure that they have a say alongside the politicians, alongside the civil servants, alongside those business interests that have the money, so that everybody feels that they contribute to the decisions that we make in this country. And that to me is the way forward, and that to me is what politics is all about.